Rogers, sir.
Hello?
There you are.
Miss Burnham?
Well, I think we sort of surprised the boys.
Yeah, you knocked them off the stand. I really...
Listen, we appointed two damn good men.
Oh, they're outstanding.
You probably know Lou Powell.
Lou Powell, of course, I know well. And I talked to John about him one way just below, but I think that's fine. He's a good help.
Well, he'll stay over for 10 years. And Rehnquist, of course, is really a... He's one of those great brains, you know, that comes along. Well, for Christ's sakes, first in his class at Stanford and all the rest of that. And I've talked to him about constitutional problems, and he's so far ahead of all the other people that I knew he had what it took.
Yeah, that's great. I thought the whole thing was just absolutely superb. I thought your delivery was great. Again, you're getting better. I thought that you had so much animation. Incidentally, I'm over here at the Blair House.
Oh, you're still there?
Oh, I see. And we've had a good meeting with all these top people. Would you, I think that you might be wise. George Meany's here. He's quite enthusiastic about these two. And he was telling me that he says, I don't really like to fight with the president. I said, I regret this has happened. And he said, I think it could have been avoided. And he was telling me how lousy he thought Kennedy was. Now he thought McGovern was no good. He thought the only one the Democrats had anything was
Jack.
I wonder, how about you talking to him?
Sure, is he there?
Yeah, he's right
there. Sure.
Why don't I get him? I think he's
sure. Ask him if he can talk.
I'll tell him that you and I were talking about it. He was here and you said you liked talking about it.
Good.
I don't know how you could have done better. I said,
you know, on this speech, as you probably would guess, I wrote it myself last night about 2 o'clock in the morning.
I can tell.
The whole dance. I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't get Sapphire Price there, so I did all myself.
It was great. It really
wasn't great, but it was mine.
It was good. I thought from the standpoint of effectiveness and sincerity and directness as far as people, if they would have understood it, I thought it was great. And I'm not just saying that, but because I think it was. And of course, after it was over, everybody here applauded. We all went in one room and watched.
Well, there weren't any women, you know. We asked the ABA to say, well, if you don't want her to, I mean, and Ed Walsh says that Mildred Lilly is the best qualified because of her experience, but there's no woman who's qualified to be in the Supreme Court. That's what they told us.
Well, as a matter of fact, what you've got to do, it seems to me now, is
prepare one.
I told
Mitchell, for example, to take Sylvia Bacon and put her on the circuit court.
Yeah.
Build her up.
She's no, I served with her.
She's no good?
Commission. She's no bargain.
Well, I don't want her then.
She's not good on law.
God damn it, I don't see any woman's worth with a damn, but maybe there must be one somewhere.
There's got to be some, but she's a real outstanding liberal.
But
maybe she changed a little lately.
That's enough. Don't tell me anything.
Anyway, these two are great. Let me get George. You want me to call? Okay.
No, I'll hold on.
Just a second.
are you tonight?
How are you? Well,
my first reaction is good. I don't know too much about these fellas, but what I know so far is good. And they look all right. I mean, I've got a...
Well, let me say...
Everything Bill Rogers tells me about the Powell is awfully good. And,
let me tell you about both of them. The first,
what about Rumsfeld? I don't know him too well, but he looks...
Well, first of all, both of them, I've checked them both, and they're both, which I know you will approve, are very hard in law and order, which I think we all agree we've got to have.
You can't have a society as much
of one. You notice what I said, that by golly, we've got to strengthen the peace forces. And both of them are hard on that. On the labor thing, George, I mean, part of the problem with some of them that have been suggested before is that they had records, you know, of animal labeling. I don't think Lou Powell, who has represented, of course, he's basically a corporation lawyer, but he's never been involved in labor things.
Well,
and Rehnquist has no record whatever.
I have no objection to a corporation lawyer. I mean, that's their business. But I do object, of course, to a guy who goes out of his way to push people around, little people. You know,
that's right.
And from all I can understand, these guys look good, Mr. President.
I want to
take another look when I get some
this
morning. But I think from what I see, I think they both look good.
Well, I can assure you that I had Metro check those things. I said, now look here, I don't want a guy that's got a record where he's sort of anti-labor, and neither one, Mitchell tells me, is. But you check it yourself.
Yeah, we'll check. At this moment, they both look good. I want to be frank with you, but we'll make a check in the morning. And frankly, I hope that we are in a position that we can say amen. Really, I do.
It would be great if you could.
Yeah.
Really would.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you, George.
Yeah.